Hi, I'm Sharon Petro, the head coach. Well, I've been a head coach of several athletic teams. I'm now the head coach, helping performers think more effectively in order to perform to their potential. I'm a sports psychology consultant and performance coach and work with athletes who want to take their game to the next level. In addition, I enjoy helping a lot of folks take their performance to the next level using the same techniques and strategies used by elite athletes. After all, whether it's sport, business, performing arts, or life in general, we are all performers. My business is located in Charlottesville, Virginia, but I work with individuals in other locations. You can learn more about my background and head coaching at head-coaching.com. Today, I'd like to give you some tips to improve your confidence. I want to remind you that the skills I talk about today can be applied to your game, your job, to those you mentor, and especially to the children in your life. Okay, let's get started. Confidence is situation-specific, different from self-esteem, which is a more global concept. Confidence is a belief that you can be successful at a particular task and that you can learn the skills to reach your potential. I'm sure it's no surprise when I say confidence is critical to peak performance, but I want to also point out that it's something you can control. Self-confidence is created by you. It is created by the attitude you choose. You don't have to depend solely on successful outcomes to build your confidence. It helps, but it's not all there is to the process. Confidence can be a choice. You have a choice in how you want to think about your performance. Do you choose thoughts about how you want to perform? Or do you choose thoughts about what you fear may happen? If there are any golfers in the audience, do you think about the ball going to the pin or fear it will land in the water? If you play tennis, do you focus on where you want your serve to land or worry about double faulting? Too often we just accept the thoughts that come into our awareness. That need not be the case. We can choose what thoughts we want to keep and those we want to discard. I encourage you to pay attention to your thoughts and challenge them. If you find them to be helpful, keep them. If they're not helpful, replace them with new thoughts. Well, this is the essence of my work, helping folks adjust their attitude by exploring new ways of thinking in the way they look at their sport, their work, and themselves, from one that's not working for them to one that will be more helpful. We discover where their attention is and help them shift to a more effective place. My favorite cartoon strip is Peanuts. I think we can learn a lot of good life lessons from Charlie Brown and company. One that I really like. We find Charlie Brown at the breakfast table with Sally. You can picture him there with his cap and his baseball glove, and he says to Sally, "I feel up for the game today. I really think we can win." He steps away from the table, pounding his fist into his glove. "I feel good mentally, and I feel good physically. This is the most confident I have ever felt." Sally looks at him and replies, "You've got grape jelly on your shirt." Boy, that was a shift of attention in the wrong direction. So let me ask, what is your grape jelly? Where do you place your attention that causes doubt instead of confidence? I'd like you to think about any beliefs or thoughts you hold that shift your attention from a positive attitude about yourself to one of doubts. Take a moment when we finish to write down a familiar thought that creates doubt in your performance. And I say familiar because we usually have one or two thoughts that we keep repeating. For example, I can't do this because, and then fill in the blank. Or, what if? Fill in the blank with something awful you fear will happen. Think of a specific situation in your sport, at the office, or at home with your partner or children. We'll spend the rest of our time together thinking about some confidence-promoting attitudes to help you make the adjustment in a more positive direction. I'd like to share a story of an attitude I held some years ago. When I was a young coach, I developed the belief that players win and coaches lose. When we won, I gave all the credit to the kids. And when we lost, I took all the blame. Now that's an interesting attitude. How do you think that attitude was working for me? Not at all. I put myself in a no-win situation. I was not enjoying my work and headed toward burnout. My career was saved when I changed my attitude. Did you notice all the I's in that story? I created the belief. I put myself in a no-win situation, and eventually, I changed my attitude. Do you have any attitudes that get in the way of you fulfilling your dreams? Maybe you could add some more to your grape jelly list. So let's move on with some specific tips to improve your confidence. First, honor your abilities and develop the habit of trusting yourself. You know what skills you bring to a situation. You can remind yourself, I've been spending a good deal of time working on my serve. I'm going to trust that I can nail this. Then accept what happens. You may make it, you may not. But think about it for a moment. Do you have a better chance of being successful if you believe in yourself, or if you go into it doubting your abilities? The second tip, adjust your expectations for your performance. If you're a weekend athlete and haven't had much time to practice, don't expect perfection. This attitude is a guaranteed setup for frustration. On the other hand, if you're seriously training for an event and practice regularly, I encourage you to strive for excellence rather than demand perfection. The problem with demanding perfection is that you create a whole lot of unnecessary pressure for yourself. And there is no such thing as perfection. You've seen the professional athletes on television. Their performances are not perfect. They make a lot of mistakes. But the champions are able to recover from their mistakes. They let go of the bad shot and refocus to the next one. The third tip. You can define your own success. You don't have to buy into the culture's definition that there's only one winner. One of my clients was training to qualify for the Olympic trials in track and was discouraged about the results of her races. She was so focused on results, or in her case, lack thereof, that it was negatively affecting her training. I had her redefine success so that when she gave her best effort each day in her training, she was successful. When she stopped focusing on the outcome and shifted to the process, her level of training went up. She was more satisfied with herself, and her confidence improved. She couldn't control the outcome, in her case, the competition, but she could control how hard she worked. You know, and it just may be as simple as attending to your pre-shot routine and your target. You can decide that your goal is to execute your pre-shot routine and focus on the target every time. And when you do that, you can consider it a success and feel good about it. Okay, try this one out. Decide ahead of time that you're going to have a great attitude when you show up, whether it's on the playing field or at the office. Make a decision that whatever happens, you're going to maintain a good attitude. Keep practicing this and see how it affects your confidence. Have fun. Find something good about the day. Even if you're not hitting the ball like you would like, enjoy your friends and be grateful for the opportunity to be involved in this activity. You can find something to enjoy if you're looking for it. Okay, let's have a quick review before we leave today. Let's remember that self-confidence is created by you, and confidence can be a choice. Honor your abilities and develop the habit of trusting yourself. Adjust your expectations for your performance. And remember, you can define your own success. You can build your confidence by attaching your success to the process, not the outcome. Check out part 2 for more tips to building a healthy self-confidence. Thanks. See you later.